Tomorrow morning, I get to be first in the bathroom.
You were first in the bathroom this morning. It's your turn to be last.
I can't. I have to go to school early tomorrow. If you let me be first, I'll let you have the last piece of cake.
That's my piece anyways. You had more than I did.
No, I didn't. Your pieces were bigger than mine.
You whine all the time. You want to be first in the bathroom, first in the car. You want to be have the first piece of fried chicken. You want to talk to Dad first when he gets home from work. You never want to be last.
Yes, I do. I like to be the last one to go to bed.
Big deal. You even want to be the first, have the first slice of bread when Mom bakes it. In fact, you want to have the first slice and the last slice.
That's because I like the crust. You always throw it away. And see, I do like last sometimes.
That doesn't count. Now that I think of it, I like to be first and last.
The first and the last? How can you do that?
I like to be the first one at the party and the last one that leaves.
I have to admit, you are right about that. For parties, you like to be first and last. Hey, you know who else is first and last?
Well, I know it isn't you. Except for wanting the bread crust, that is.
Be nice.
Sorry. Who?
God.
I don't remember any parties in the Bible.
I'm not talking about parties. God is the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega.
Oh, I get it. God created the world, so he was the first one here, and he'll be the last one when the world ends.
Yeah, but I think it's even more than that. God has always been. You know, God has no beginning. He is the beginning.
That's hard to understand.
I know, but it's true, and God will be here through eternity.
And eternity's forever, right?
Yeah, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last.
The beginning and the end. That's pretty cool.